Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Family history and there's trauma. Like, break that fucking cycle. Like, I want us and our age, our generation, to be the ones that break that. Maybe you're just, like, super sensitive and intuitive and you're feeling the energy of the planet and the collective, and that's why you can't fucking get out of bed. So if you know that, you can give yourself grace for it and not beat yourself up. That's the thing, like, when you get to the core of any religion, if it's the truth and it's the true form of that religion, they're all the same. The tenets are all the same. You deserve a beautiful life. The universe has your back. Things are happening for you, not to you. You are more capable than you realize and what you think you become. Hello, hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Wednesday. It is a good day today. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and yesterday I was having a rough day, so today feels like a breath of fresh air. And it also happens to be the full moon tonight, which is good. So anyway, let's just get into this episode. So glad you are here. Okie dokie. So once again, as is the theme for the last couple episodes, I did not plan ahead with this episode. I'm sorry about that. I definitely want to get into my regular plan it a week ahead and then you guys send in submissions and things. I definitely want to get back into that, but I don't know if that will be able to happen until after the summer because I just feel a little hectic. I don't know. It's an excuse, really. I need to just be better about it. But So today I'm just gonna talk about who fucking knows what. I'm gonna talk about my day yesterday and how I was feeling into like so much pain that is in the universe and like the pain and the depths of pain that humans can go through. And it was very intense, very emotional. And I just want to talk about it. So buckle up, guys. Also, I have a card that I drew for us today from the same deck that I always draw from, the Angels and Ancestors Oracle Card Guidebook. And the card I got today was Warrior. And it's this like very fierce warrior man with green like markings on his face. And he has a staff with a spear on it that's all carved, really cool. And he has a feather in his hair. And just looking very fierce. And it says, be fearless and stand strong. Don't back down. Make your opinions heard. Don't settle for second best. A warrior is anyone who is ready and willing to know themselves and do what needs to be done in order to get where they want to be. In this deck, the warrior embodies fierce primal love, the warrior within, the energy you can call on to protect yourself. Even if you don't think you love yourself, if you are exposed to a situation that could be harmful or dangerous, the steps you take to protect yourself are in fact acts of fierce love. Although the warrior in this card is surrounded by darkness, he is of the light. The warrior within is made of light and has the capacity to shine even more brightly when facing darkness head on. If you're experiencing fear at this time, know that this means whatever is going on is important to you. Whenever you feel fear, you're on the verge of something big. Perhaps a massive breakthrough that is going to really help you move forward. If you have a situation on your hands where you have to face something or someone that's been unsettling you, know that you are being guided to call up your inner warrior. Don't falter and don't be frightened because you have the energy to protect yourself now and at all times. So that is a nice message. That feels good. Let me know if that resonates with you guys, but it's just a good reminder. Call in your inner warrior. That's a great, 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 great reminder. And it's pretty interesting that that's the card too, because I leave for my spiritual summit in like a week. And the whole theme of the summit is the sacred masculine and calling on our inner warrior. We're doing like a warrior game competition thingy that I'm really nervous about, but it's supposed to get everyone out of their comfort zones, which it definitely is going to. But I'm going to have to really channel my inner warrior for that. So it's good reminder. I guess I'll just talk about yesterday. So just lately, I've been around a lot of people that are really close to me that are going through really hard times and just in a lot of pain. And I've just heard or like overheard a lot of pain and just like deep, deep sadness. And it really, like yesterday, it just totally got to me and I felt it all, which is good that I was like feeling it, feeling into it instead of just trying to push it down. But I just was like so sad, so sad yesterday and so, so heavy. I felt so fucking heavy and so tired. Like all I wanted to do was just curl up and lay down and be in comfy clothes and have all the comfy, nourishing, cozy things. So I was trying to like get stuff done and like do school and stuff. And then Sage walked by and I like looked over and he like looked at me and I just started bawling my eyes out. And he came and he's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "There's just so much pain." And I was crying and crying and crying and like my whole body was shaking. He was just like rubbing my back, but I really was just feeling into how much pain there is and how far down like humans can go, like what humans can go through and still emerge somehow on the other side. Like it doesn't seem possible, but it is. And people go through hard things all the time, but it just really hit me yesterday. And I just kept saying to Sage, I was like crying and I'm like, "Oh, I just want to help. Like I in a lot of the cases I can see the cycle of pain and like and some things that happened along the way that contributed to this person like being in the situation they are or feeling the way they are where there's so much pain. And I'm like, if there's just like, this was different and this had been different and this had been different. And it really just comes down to the environment that someone grows up in and also the environment that they create for themselves and like the tools that they have and the people that they have to guide them. And there's so much that goes into it. So I just was like, God, I really want to be that person for people that can help them get out of that cycle and like break the cycle, you know? If there's family history and there's trauma, like break that fucking cycle. Like I want us and our age, our generation to be the ones that break that. And I really want to help with that. And I just was like feeling so helpless yesterday. I'm like, I can't, there's so many people and they're all in pain and I want to help. And I was so upset. And so you're just like, you're learning to help them. Like that's all you can do. And I was like, oh, it was such an interesting day. It was really something. And I had a lot of plans I was supposed to do and I just canceled all of them. I had a call I was supposed to be on. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't come. I just could not do it. And then in the middle of the day, I took a bath, which was really nice. So I'm also about to get my period. Maybe I'll get it today since it's the full moon. Hopefully really soon because I don't want to have it during the summit next week. That would suck. So I made myself like a little intuitive herbal tea. So I just kind of a couple things that I knew helped calm and ease like stress and also helps with PMS and like hormones and stuff. So I use like skullcap and motherwort and burdock root. And I just kind of went in my little herb cabinet and picked things that I thought would be good and made it all into a tea. And there was rose petals in there and some peppermint and tulsi. And it was really yummy actually. And I also, I made like myself a potted tea with all my fresh herbs and things, dried herbs. And I gave myself a bath. That's not the right word. I drew myself a bath and I put in like some Epsom salts, which have magnesium, which is really good for stress too. Really good for your body. And there were some rose petals and it was just, I really set it up and I brought my sage in there and had my tea and I just like made a boiling hot bath and I got in. I just was like it was so, so hot, but it felt really good. And I just sat in there and just like soaked up all of the nourishment. Like I just felt like I needed some nourishment and some, I don't know, definitely some grounding and just some like calming waters. So I drank my tea, which was really, really lovely. And I just sat in the bath and just sat there and like closed my eyes, just relaxed, had some music going, and I journaled a little bit, but I really just soaked it up. Like I was just there to rest, really, which felt really nice. And yeah, after that I felt better. I put on a really cozy outfit and I just like literally laid on the floor for a while. I don't know if you guys are floor people, but I really like being on the floor. Like I like sitting on the floor. I like laying on the floor. If I'm ever feeling like I'm just way up in the clouds or can't get grounded or I'm just really stressed, I very much like to lay on the floor. So I've actually heard that it's happened like quite a few times to a lot of people, but sometimes when people come back from doing plant medicine ceremonies and they're in the jungle and they're like really removed from normal society for a while, when they come back home, it's just way too overwhelming. Like the bed is too comfy and like all of it is way too overwhelming and so different than just being in nature and being in the jungle on like a cot in the middle of the jungle, no electricity, all of that. Like it overwhelms their nervous system and they can't sleep. So I've heard multiple times that people integrate by like sleeping on the floor, or sometimes people will just take a sleeping bag and sleep in their backyard on the ground because it's just too much. And so that made me think like, well, that's like an extreme case where you've been out of, you know, what we call normal environment for a while. And that's the way that you ground because you're closer to the earth. You're not on a bed. You're like right on the ground. So I guess maybe that is the reason why I like to lay on the ground, because, you know, you're grounded. You're closer to the earth. But anyway, I laid on the ground for a while. And then for dinner, I made a soup. Even though it was hot out, I was like, I need all the nourishing things. Like I need heat and warmth and love and like just so all the nourishing things. So I made like a really yummy red lentil curry soup with sweet potato and carrot. And Sage and I watched a movie and just cuddled and then drank some magnesium and went to bed. Yeah, it was quite a day. And I was laying in bed about to fall asleep and I just like said a prayer. I'm like, please, like I really want to have a good day tomorrow. Like I release all this energy that I picked up today. Like thank you for all this, but I really want to like start fresh tomorrow. I want to wake up and like I just laid it all out. I want to wake up and like see the sun shining and be ready to get out of bed and just all that, because the last couple of days I've not been wanting to get out of bed at all. Like I had a bar class scheduled and I knew that very well and I just slept right through it. I wasn't even asleep. I just was in bed. I'm like, I could still get up and go to bar. I could make it, but I just don't want to. And so I just laid in bed, which that doesn't happen to me that often. So definitely was moving through some heavy emotions the last couple of days. But today, so I said that prayer and then today I woke up and it was better. I got up with Sage at 7:30 and I like was feeling much better, like much lighter. And yeah, so that's all that. And I think I just tell you that story because these things happen, you know, and I think as we go on our spiritual journey, on our spiritual path, like I've said before, like the veil just becomes thinner and we're more empathic. Like we soak up more things. We're more intuitive. And sometimes like that energy just kind of takes over and we're just like a conduit. Sometimes it feels like to me, I'm like, I don't think this is mine, but like this, I'm really experiencing someone else, like a bunch of other people's pain, or like, this isn't mine, but I'm like really feeling it. So I just wanted to tell that story to encourage you guys. Like if you're feeling really down or you're having a lot of emotions or feeling like you just need to rest, like really, really listen to that and honor your intuition, honor what your body needs. Because if you listen, like it will really tell you, like, I really just wanted to be nourished. Like I wanted a soothing bath and like I wanted to have a fuzzy blanket and sweats and a soup, even though it was hot out. Like I just wanted to be feeling cozy and safe and nourished. So if you're having that, those feelings, really listen to that and tune into that. And if you can tune into it and honor that, you will probably feel better if you really honor it and just go with how you're feeling. But if you try to fight it, push it off, like either, you know, drink a bunch of coffee or like have some wine or go out with your friends anywhere, like all these things where you're not really honoring what you actually, your body wants and needs, like typically you just feel a lot worse the next day. At least that's what I've experienced. So yeah, it's just my invitation to you guys to really honor your body's needs and what it wants. And you don't need an excuse. Like, if you're not feeling it and you have plans or something, just say, hey, I'm really sorry, guys. Like, I'm really not feeling good today and I just want to rest. Or I just feel like I need some rest today. And if, you know, they're good friends, they will understand. And that's that. So that was my spiel. I really don't know what else to talk about. Let's see what else we got here. I asked you guys if there's anything you wanted me to talk about. Oh, also something that was interesting. So I was on TikTok yesterday when I was laying on the floor, and all of my TikToks that I was being suggested were all like very spiritual ones. And usually it's like, it's a mix, but they were mostly super spiritual ones. And there was one woman who had like very piercing eyes, and she was like, you need to hear this right now. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. Basically she was saying, if you've been feeling really tired and exhausted, like, here's why. There's like major shifts in the, like, the energy of this planet, and in the, I don't remember all the words, but it was like, basically there's a lot of big, big shifts going on. And I guess maybe that's why I've been feeling super heavy. But I went to the comments and all the people were like, oh my God, is this why I literally haven't been able to do anything the last 3 days? And all I want to do is sleep and like lay down. And she was like, yes, this is exactly why. And I'm like, oh shit. So I felt very like seen. But it's crazy, because if you don't know that that's what it is, you just beat yourself up and you're like, why am I not being productive? Why am I not, like, what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling like this all of a sudden when other people seem to be fine? It's like, oh, actually, maybe you're just like super sensitive and intuitive and you're feeling the energy of the planet and the collective, and that's why you can't fucking get out of bed. So if you know that, you can give yourself grace for it and not beat yourself up. So I made a Reels today, and the message was, happy Friday, hottie, a few reminders. You deserve a beautiful life. The universe has your back. Things are happening for you, not to you. You are more capable than you realize and what you think you become. So I think I was trying to like narrow down what I would want to say, really good reminders, because there are so many. But then at the same time, you got to sum them up in like a little sentence. So I feel like those are just really good reminders to remind yourself every single day, especially what you think you become. Like, holy shit. Like, all day yesterday, I was like, oh, I don't feel well. Like, I just want to lay down. Like, I'm sad. Like, just constantly, like, blah, 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 like, repeating it over and over. I'm sad. I'm sad. I'm sad. Instead of just being like, let's nourish ourselves. Like, you got this. You can do this. Let's rest. Like, being encouraging instead of being like, wah, 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 like repeating the same thing over and over and over and over and over and getting stuck in a freaking thought loop that's not serving you at all, serving me. So yeah, I really just want to keep making content that's helpful, uplifting, but also deep, but also just like true. Like I wrote yesterday when I was really in my feels, I wrote this caption: there is deep pain in this world, and sometimes it's hard to bear. The anguished cries of someone in true crisis are not something your ears will forget hearing. The cavernous holes humans rise from are an act nothing short of a miracle, nothing short of magic. When humans are no longer humans, but become phoenixes instead, rising from the ashes of grief, pain, shame, rage, despair, and hopelessness. I may not know your pain, I may not have even met you, but my heart carries you with me nonetheless. You are never alone. We are one and we will always be. My heart is your heart, your pain is my pain. I pray our collective can begin to remember that soon. It is everything. So that really was the thing that hit me most yesterday, was just like, there is no separateness. Like, it's such a fucking illusion, and it's such a shame that what is popular and what our society teaches is that we're separate, because we're not. And like, it's so easy to see that, like, if you hang out with someone who's going through pain and grief, like, you take that on too and you absorb that too and you feel for them. Like, we are not separate. It's not like what's happening to them is happening to you, but yet you can feel it. Like, there's no separateness. And like that saying, like, when you cause pain to others, like, it, you're causing pain to yourself, like, that's real. There's no separateness. It does not exist. So I just really wanted to, like, I really hope and I want that we start to remember that.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Ladies, it is that time of the month for me. I don't know about you all. If you're like me and want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. And one Flex disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. It's not a cup and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any other period product you've seen before. Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex. Heck yeah! If you want to go zero waste and have the planet love you even more, pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number 1. This is my personal favorite and go-to for that lovely time of the month. Say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/actingmyage and use code ActingMyAge for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code ActingMyAge at flexfits.com/actingmyage. Thanks, Flex. And like, I think we are. I really think people are waking up. Like, the times are changing. This old narrative of trusting the fucking government, trusting all these corrupt ass politicians, all these corrupt ass big pharma, big tech, big ag, that's all going down. I think people are really waking up and they're realizing that power corrupts. That quote, absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's very, 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 very true. Yeah, this is like a little teaser for the episode I'm going to talk about that's controversial, but I'm still not ready. I need to really have notes and stuff. But people are waking up. Like, this is, I don't know if you guys have heard like the terms like the Great Reset or the New World Order or things like that. There's also the Age of Aquarius, which is the opposite of the New World Order. But Age of Aquarius is like, it's going into the feminine and leading with the feminine instead of the masculine. And becoming more intuitive and becoming more sensitive and nourishing and nurturing each other and seeing from like Mother Earth's eyes, like we are all one, including the earth. Like, I really like the saying that we are God expressed in human form. Like, I forgot exactly how it goes, but like, we are God, like viewing himself or herself. Like, we are just an expression, and like everything is just an expression. And so when you look at someone else, like, that is God too. When you look at a tree, that's God too. And you see a mushroom or a butterfly or a caterpillar or a snail or whatever, like, that's God too. And it's all one and it's all connected. That's why, like, I don't believe that God judges, because we are all him and or her. We are all God. God is all us. It's just an expression of what already is. So there is like all of the bad stuff and the good stuff. Like, that's part of it. There is no judgment, which is pretty different than what a lot of people have grown up being taught. But there is no judgment. You know, that's the ultimate Jesus Christ, like, that's his ultimate thing, is that he forgives and he like takes everybody's sins and he like willingly and lovingly and he forgives everyone. So that's without judgment. If you're going to forgive everyone and take see all the worst things that everyone has done, like literally all of humanity, and just accept it with an open and loving and willing heart, like, do you think he's judging anybody? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You cannot take those things with an open heart, willing heart, whilst at the same time judging them. Like, it doesn't work like that. So, anywho, I listened to a really interesting podcast with on Aubrey Marcus's podcast, my fave podcast. It's with, it's this, his latest episode, Aubrey Marcus podcast number 318, Creating Your Own Heaven with Ben Greenfield. Ben Greenfield is like a pretty well-known biohacker. He's, and he's a very like devout Christian. And it was so interesting hearing him talk, because it's like the most lovely version of Christianity that I've ever heard. And like his beliefs are very, you know, they're just great. And like, I agree with so many of, that's the thing. Like when you get to the core of any religion, if it's the truth and it's the true form of that religion, they're all the same. The tenets are all the same. It's just that people twist them, human twist them, power corrupts, and the words get into people's hands and they have power and they think that they're acting as God, but they're really not. Yeah. So it's just sad when that happens, but that's not how it has to be. I don't think religion is all, it's like, it's not bad, and it could also not be good too, but I think it's the core of it. It's like, all it is love. That's all it is. Yeah. And I don't, there's just so many things that I think are twisted. People have things so twisted. And I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. There's no way to fix it, really. I'm just, there's no way to fix it. All there is just to be, you know, be the example that you want to be, and be, literally be the change. I know that's cheesy, but like, act as you want the world to be. Like, be that, instead of trying to freaking change other people, which is pointless. Because they will only change when they want to, rather than trying to shame someone into believing what you want to be, what you want to believe, how you want them to be. Like, you can't, it just doesn't work. It's not growth. It is actually, you're bullying someone. You're bullying someone. So that's not good. And that's, I hope that's changing, but that's been kind of the narrative, the big narrative led by politicians and fucking news and businesses and all of that. It's like, yeah, it's cool. You don't believe what I believe. I'm going to bully you until you do. And I'm going to guilt trip you and instill fear in your heart, so you forget how good you actually are. And you're just going to blindly listen to me while I make billions of dollars. Oh, I have so much to say about that. That episode is going to be, oh, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. But I drew a card the other day when I was thinking about this episode, and it reminded me to, that's why I really need to prepare for this, and I really need to meditate before. I need to get in the best possible headspace, because the card was like, you need to do everything out of love. If you're not doing this out of love, you're not making anything better. Like, if you're trying to make a change and you're trying to speak your truth, like, you need to speak your truth with love, and that's it. Like, and I really need to make sure that I'm doing that, because I don't, my intention is not to put fear in anybody's hearts. My intention is not to make anybody feel bad about themselves or judge others or shame others. My intention is just to make, hopefully, encourage people to just open their eyes a little and trust their intuition a little bit more. But anywho, that's going to be that the episode. Also very interesting, I'm listening to another of Aubrey's podcast episodes, number 317, The Secrets of Taoism. And I had never really, like, I've heard the name Taoism, but I've never learned about it. And it's so interesting. I had no idea. And I really love, like, I really agree and love with a lot of the tenets of Taoism. But I also think it's fun because there is no definition of Taoism. It cannot be defined, which is cool. It makes it hard to explain, but it's also really cool. So this person on personaltao.com wrote this. Taoism teaches a person to flow with life. Over the years, Taoism has become many things to many people. Hundreds of variations in Taoist practice exist. Some of these practices are philosophical and others are religious. Taoism makes no distinction in applying labels to its nature, because to do so would limit a person. We are each a blend of many truths. The truth taught in Taoism is to embrace life and action that supports you as a person. Taoism teaches a person to live in their heart. Here are some simple starting tips to help a person live as a Taoist. Having a set of basic guidelines can be helpful. However, realistically, guidelines don't determine how to live. Instead, Taoism teaches by living, you teaches by living, you will express your nature. My guidelines are the following. With care, I aid those who are extended expressions of my nature. Be true to me. Connect to the world as I want to be treated. Connect to those outside my nature with decisive action. To those unwilling to accept me for my true nature, no action is required. Just silently let them be themselves as I remain myself. I own nothing. I'm merely a passing custodian of items outside of my nature. So there's a lot of stuff on there, but it's very beautiful. It's Taoism is acceptance of your life. Taoism is following your breath to find peace. Taoism is opening up a smile to enable possibility. Just very, very beautiful. So I want to learn more. Maybe I'll order I don't know how to say his name properly. The founding father, Lao Tzu, Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu. Maybe I'll just order that. Compiled in China around 2,500 years ago. Very cool. Yeah. So anyway, I just am fascinated with that because that's something I could get behind. So I want to learn more about it. And I feel like those are a lot of beliefs that I'm already trying to live as. So if there is already a group of people who are following those beliefs and there's a way that I can learn more and like have better practices and just, yeah, be more immersed in it, then that would be really cool. So yes. Wow, this is a random episode. But yeah, I love you guys. Sorry I'm all over the place, but also that's just how it is. And it's either that I ramble and I come up with things to talk about and I get an episode out, or I shame myself, guilt trip myself, make myself feel bad, and then don't get an episode out and then make myself feel even worse. So that's not helpful. I'd rather just babble on the mic for a little while and get something out. So what else is there to talk about? Oh, here's just random, but fun. I'm gonna be trying this out very soon. Actually, I might go get these ingredients after this podcast if there's time, but I saw this woman on TikTok, and she was talking about her natural one is antiviral, antibacterial, and I think antifungal, and the other one is like a gut health, I think. I need to really make sure I know which one is which. Her username on TikTok is Lindsay the Mystic, but it's LINDSAY, and there's a dot in between on her username, Lindsay.the mystic. And she talks about her recipes for these little home remedies. So one is just garlic and honey. Fill a jar with garlic and you cover it in honey. I think you put like a third full and then you let it sit. And then the other one, you slice ginger and then cover in honey. And that the ginger one was the one that's good for colds, I believe. I don't know. I need to watch them again. But anyway, I'm going to make them and I'm very excited about it because that is a remedy that I can really get behind. I think I've had like similar things from Sage's mom, but I'm so into all these herbal concoctions, and we do not need to be at the mercy of Big Pharma. There are lots of things that we can do at home for an affordable price that will nourish us and keep us healthy and bring us back to health if we have a cold. All of these things, like, you have the power. I actually did see this other TikTok, this doctor, I think. He was like, let's see if these, I think it was for ashwagandha. He's like, let's see if ashwagandha is actually helpful. Like, or is it just a TikTok hoax? And then he went into this like doctor database, I don't know, but has seemed very official. And he looked it up and there was a whole page on ashwagandha, all the benefits, how it works, like where it came from. And it's like proved in this doctor database that it does work. And it's like, wow. So there's all these herbs and all these supplements that are proven to work. And, you know, some doctors, I don't know about all doctors, but some doctors have access to these to learn about them, but they're not prescribing that. They're prescribing prescription drugs when it's not necessarily necessary. So anyway, there's a lot of things that we can do to empower ourselves and to keep ourselves healthy is the point behind my spiel. Did you know that Big Pharma pays for 75% of all of the TV ads? Pretty interesting. I'm going to have so many little tidbits for you guys in that episode. I need to start writing them out. I've been compiling things that I want to share, so it's going to be good. Oh gosh, I'm really hungry. Okay, I think I might end this out. It's just gonna be a quick, more of a quick episode because I am hungry. And I think if I keep talking, I'm just gonna end up getting too much into the episode that I have not fully developed yet and I have not meditated long enough before, so I can make sure that I come with love in my heart and not judgment. So anyway, I love you guys, sending you tons and tons of love as always, and thank you so much for buying my merch, by the way. I was so insanely, I didn't think I even talked about my podcast. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm such a bad influencer. It's crazy. So yeah, my merch launched. Oh God, it launched. It is shoprohinialise.com. If you guys want to buy it, there is a sweatshirt and two t-shirts. It's available now, and we're keeping the store up until the end of this month. So not too many days left when you guys are hearing this, but I think we might bring back the merch again in August for just one weekend. For anybody who didn't grab it. Yeah, I'm really amazed with the sales. I'm just, you guys are awesome. And I'm so glad that you like it. And I cannot wait to see you wear it. It does take a little while to ship out. So there's all that info on the website, but it's not, I think it's between 1 to 2 weeks for you guys to get your orders. So it's not super fast. It's not like Amazon, but yeah, I'm just very excited about it. They're so freaking cute, and I definitely want to do more merch launches in the future because it's just fun, and I want to put more happy, positive things on the shirts. So, also another thing, the lovely Zena that I did my past life regression with, that I did a whole episode on, she is offering you guys a discount code if you want to book services with her, which I would absolutely recommend. She does remote like Reiki healing, different intuitive healings, past life regression, all of that amazing stuff that truly changes my life, transforms my life. So the discount code is ACTMYAGE. And yeah, I absolutely would encourage you guys to book with her. If you're curious, her website is guidedbyzena.com, Z-E-N-A. And I hope you, yeah, if you do book a session with her, let me know how it goes. And that is that for this episode. I'm going to go eat something. I don't know what, but I'm very hungry. So I love you, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.